Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report to your constituents.
Mike, thanks again for letting me be here. It's a pleasure.
There's been a lot of talk at the local government level about stormwater management in Pennsylvania, especially here in central Pennsylvania in the Chesapeake Bay drainage area, and a lot of it has to do with federal mandates, and it is going to become a big concern to taxpayers and property owners in central Pennsylvania as well. I understand that this is an issue you've been doing some research into and maybe even interested in taking a little action on. What's going on?
This is one of the most perplexing issues I've ever seen. They're called the MS4 regulations, and we've been dealing with the MS3 regulations for a while. And what it's designed to do in stormwater management is to reduce the amount of sediment that's going into the streams. Unfortunately, the science behind the regulations not quite what it should be. And in reality, the EPA and the DEP are somewhat guessing at what the results would be. And I think probably my favorite story is what happened with Lebanon City. Lebanon City was directed by EPA and Department of Environmental Protection to buy these sweepers for the streets so that it could pick up all the loose debris so it didn't go into the stormwater system of the Quiddy Creek and cause pollution on downstream. And what's happened is because of the street sweepers, they found that it actually dug up more sediment and is now causing more of a problem. So the solution mandated by the DEP and EPA is actually causing a bigger problem than it was before. And it's actually causing a bigger problem downstream with sediment. So we're running into more and more issues. So it's one of these things that we have to deal with. What I'm fearful of is that our communities have to enact these plans to get the plans submitted by September 2017. And we estimate in Lebanon County alone, it'll be approximately $2 million this year with a recurring cost going forward for the next 5 years of an additional $2 million, all of which will be borne by the local taxpayers. I know all the municipalities are already dealing with it. In Dauphin County, as an example, Derry Township has already enacted a rain tax in order to deal with it, to start assessing the cost associated with it. And candidly, the people and the citizens of the district just don't have the money, in my mind, nor is it fair to ask people to put out money for something in which you don't know if it's going to work.
And one of the unusual things is that only municipalities that are in the Chesapeake Bay drainage right now have to submit to these regulations. The rest of the state really is not involved.
Absolutely. In fact, it was interesting. Ron Fouché, who's organized a great deal of the township supervisors in Lebanon County, brought this to my attention, and Brenda Perra from Palmyra Borough actually was showing me some things where they already had some fairly decent plans, but it's only affecting those areas in the Chesapeake Bay drainage area. And what's kind of interesting about it is they're looking for a 10% reduction this time in the sediment, but yet they conceded that they don't know if that 10% reduction is possible because we may not be the ones who are causing the sediment to begin with. So I asked a question at this meeting where we had DEP and EPA there, and I said, do you know for certain if this program will work? And they said, no, they don't. And I said, well, I had taken a look at the studies that were done, and the correlation of the requirements versus the impact were not clear. And they said that would be correct. So the one gentleman from DEP said, candidly, we're not certain that this will work. So as a result, I wrote a letter to President Donald Trump asking him under the Congressional Review Act if he would consider putting these regulations in the suspended status. And by doing that, it would preclude us from having to do a plan this year while we study with DEP and EPA what will really work to have the desired impact.
But I guess what we're really talking about is trying to take a little bit of the burden off the taxpayers and the property owners.
We are, and at the same time being responsible for the stream management. So this Congressional Review Act, as an example, by being responsible to everybody, basically says the EPA has a requirement under the Congressional Review Act. Anytime they propose a regulation, they have to provide an annual report to Congress on the status and the economic impact of it. And they have failed to do that with well over 900 regulations. So this means that the comment period for the regulation didn't start yet, and allows the community to say, will this have the desired effect? So as an example, I asked the question at DEP and I said, if we look at this cost and we don't know it's going to have the desired effect, and they said, we don't. And they said, we know this is the tip of the iceberg in terms of cost. So I said that our property owners and our citizens are going to have to bear, or programs will be cut back. And we don't know if it will work. I said, what are the potential consequences? And he said, well, the consequence is the solutions that you enact may actually make the problem worse. So I thought, you know, at this point in time, we really need to sit back, think about it. The streams are getting covered with silt, so we need to figure out where it's coming from. But in many cases, we've seen in Lebanon County and in Canoe and Dauphin County, it's not coming here. And so we're trying to find, it might be coming north of us because the Susquehanna Basin really covers a great deal of an area and goes into the Chesapeake Basin. So we have to find a whole series of reasons why it's doing what it's doing.
I know that local governments all over Pennsylvania are hoping for a positive solution to this. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.